Who told you that you were naked? God speaks perpetually to Adam's race. Who told you that you were naked? I certainly do not see you that way. Have you forgotten that you are clothed in righteousness? Why have you hidden your face from me? Have you eaten of the tree of good and evil? Are you suffering from many contrary thoughts with no permanent joy? Are you entertaining lies and becoming so enamored with them that you actually believe hell exists? If you cannot see earth as heaven, there is something clouding your vision. I have sent the cleaning agent called Christ, who is with you now in your bewildered state of fun and consequences. He will show you the lust in your mind and how it is to be removed. If you insist on getting your desires satisfied rather than knowing my delight in you, you will suffer disappointment, loneliness, fear, disease, despair, and death. Not because I send these or know anything about them, but because it is impossible to ever have your wants satisfied. A mistake can never become truth. Lust can never be love. These terrors of the mind are just pictures of evil destroying itself. They are not occurring in mind, and therefore are not available to my sons and daughters. In Mary Baker Eddy's article titled An Allegory, the description of these terrors is graphic. Within this mortal mansion are adulterers, fornicators, idolaters, drunkenness, witchcraft, variance, envy, emulation, hatred, wrath, murder. Appetites and passions have so dimmed their sight that he alone who looks from that dwelling through the clearer pane of his own heart, tired of sin, can see the stranger. Startled beyond measure at beholding him, this mortal inmate withdraws. But growing more and more troubled, he seeks to leave the odious company and the cruel walls and to find the stranger. Stealing cautiously away from his comrades, he departs, then turns back. He is afraid to go on and to meet the stranger. So he returns to the house, only to find the lights all wasted and the music fled. Finding no happiness within, he rushes again into the lonely streets, seeking peace, but finding none. Naked, hungry, athirst, this time he struggles on, and at length reaches the pleasant path of the valley at the foot of the mountain, whence he may hopefully look for the reappearance of the stranger and receive his heavenly guidance. Christ corrects and purifies thought. If you cling to your mistakes, you get scoured. On the other hand, if you earnestly seek the right and welcome the Christ into your heart, your cleansing will be quick and your baptism sweet. You will find yourself refreshed, clean, and satisfied. Remember when Naaman went to Elisha to be cleansed of his leprosy, and how difficult it was for him at first to remove the error in his thought? All I said was to humble yourself, wash, and be clean. When you are cleansed, you lose nothing of value and rediscover your virgin purity and spiritual form. Be perfect. That is the way I see you, clothed with the sun, as the sun caught up unto me and my throne. Sit with me. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. When you look at people through your clear window pane, all you will see in each individual is the presence of his Son, ready and eager to bless you. Behold your brethren that way, and you will know what it means to be loved, for you will know me.